Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Wednesday night. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS, with producer Desi Simmons. Well, it's prom night in Lansing, or something like that, as Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address is scheduled to begin in just about an hour. In fact, you can listen to it right here on 1320 WILS starting at 7 p.m. But before we hear what the governor has planned for 2012, let's get some perspective on what he's done so far and if Michigan is in a better place now than a year ago. To find out, I'm joined by Bill Ballinger, a longtime Lansing political analyst and editor of Inside Michigan Politics, a newsletter which you can find online at insidemichiganpolitics.com. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Thanks, Michael.
So it feels like we're the only two people in Lansing that are not at the Capitol this evening. Pretty much everyone turns out for the State of the State address, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you're right. And we are, I think, the last holdouts here, Michael, but that's so we could be a little more objective from a slightly distant vantage point. How about that?
You know, it's so funny with the State of the State, because if you talk to Democrats, things are bad. I mean, the middle class is being hit. We've got this pension tax. We've got cuts to education, while Republicans have such a completely different viewpoint on how things have gone this year and where we are now that our budget is kind of under control. What are we supposed to make of that?
Well, first of all, we've been through a terrible decade here. The first decade of the 21st century, it's been called the lost decade. And we had an unemployment rate that at one point was almost 15%, and it led the nation in unemployment rate. So anything is better than that. And in fact, we have actually improved in bringing down our unemployment rate faster than all of the other 49 states in the last 3 years. So that's a fact. So things are getting better, but they're not getting better fast enough for a lot of people here in Michigan, because they have been through such a terrible economic debacle during the last 10 years. You know, we never really had a recovery from the 2001 recession in this state. We lost 485,000 manufacturing jobs here. No other state had.
Are you there, Bill? Okay, it looks like we just lost him. So we will get Bill back here so we can continue, because the real question now is, what is ahead of us here for 2012? And have a lot of these policies that we've now put in place, will they in fact propel us in the right direction? Which is still up for debate. And in fact, what kind of a year compared to other governors? I mean, this is the first year that Governor Snyder is in office with basically no real political history and no experience in Lansing. And to have such an efficient legislative year is pretty incredible. In fact, for tonight, one of the interesting things that the governor is expected to talk about is that he would like to focus on ethics at the Capitol, specifically lobbying and campaign financing. And his concerns are that apparently some state lawmakers may use their connections while in office to then go on to get positions with companies that they used to work with. Public safety is another issue that the governor is expected to address potentially today. Looks like we're still trying to get at it, Desi, yeah? Let's try one more time, yeah. So public safety is another potential issue, which the governor is likely to call for more state police. But, you know, the real issue is that a lot of municipalities now have very little money, major cuts to the revenue-sharing program, and also, of course, just local issues with revenues being so low that they've had to make cuts to their own police and fire departments, just like we have had here in Lansing. Although the interesting thing is he wants to focus on another thing he's going to likely talk about tonight is to focus on treating taxpayers as customers and improving customer service when it comes to dealing with the public. And I can't help but wonder if that's a real issue. I mean, most people probably interact with the state mostly at the Secretary of State's office. I see. So we have got busy signals with Bill. Look, that's how it works with live radio. Sometimes things work out and sometimes they don't. But one thing the governor has been criticized for very specifically by Democrats this year is this lack of bipartisanship. The real question is, would Democrats act any differently if they were in full control? The minority party is always unhappy to be there. But once the majority party has control, do they and should they really include the minority in their business? And is that something that's been done historically? And I think, Bill, we've got you back on the line.
Yes, sir.
You know, before we get to some of these potential things he'll talk about tonight, I want to ask you about this bipartisanship. Democrats are so upset that the governor has excluded them and Republicans have left them out of the process. Is that not what we've seen throughout Lansing history, that when one party's in full control, they don't really include the minority?
Well, yes. The short answer is, every party that's in the majority claims, you know, we were treated badly when we were in the minority, and when we get back in the majority, we're going to treat the other party better. And then they get back in the majority, and they really don't. I got to tell you that the current minority, at least on the House side, Richard Hamel, the leader who is from Genesee County near Flint, he says, actually, the Republicans have treated me better than we treated the Republicans when we were in the majority, but we still got some problems. And we still got a ways to go in terms of reaching real inclusion and consensus. Now, so let's put it this way. It's always a work in it's always a work in progress. And the Republicans have such big majorities. They're not narrow majorities. They're big majorities in the House and Senate. When you get right down to it, they don't really have to listen to the Democrats. But frankly, I think they'd be very smart to listen to the Democrats and try and incorporate some of the things that the Democrats are saying into their negotiations.
Now, the governor tonight is expected to talk about strengthening laws on lobbying, campaign finance, and ethics. Is this a real problem in Lansing of state lawmakers leaving office and then working for companies they may have dealt with while in office?
I wouldn't describe it as a real problem, but I would say Michigan is way behind what many states currently require in terms of lobbyist participation in the legislation process, and stopping the revolving door where legislators leave the House and Senate and become instant lobbyists. And I'll tell you the big thing, Michael, is disclosure of personal finances. Michigan is one of the worst two or three states in the entire country in terms of having legislators and others require their personal finances, like Congress does. If we just had congressional standards, we'd be much better off than we are right now.
Now, it's known that the governor wants to pursue the elimination of the personal property tax on businesses. I mean, local municipalities say this is going to be potentially devastating to them, leaving them with a major financial hole. Do you really think that this is something that we'll see happening in 2012?
Well, there's a lot of pressure from the business community to do something about the personal property tax, but the perception out there in the general public, certainly among Democrats, is that the legislature and Governor Snyder already have done a lot of favors for business in 2011, with a $1.8 billion tax cut, and the idea of giving them still more tax relief in the personal property tax and putting the burden and the cost of that tax relief on the shoulders of local government, who, by the way, are the big recipients of the personal property tax revenue that flows into the state treasury today, that's just a non-starter. So, you know, there's a real problem there in being able to arrive at a point where you can give $1.2 billion more tax relief to business without it hurting everybody else, including the middle class and lower income workers.
The policies the Democrats are pointing to is very unpopular, this taxation on pensions and cuts to education. Do you think these approaches and some of the others Republicans and the governor have taken, do you think there will be a political price to pay? And could we see even a swing potentially in the majority of one of the houses?
You know, that is possible. Well, you say one of the houses has got to be the state house because they're the only ones on the ballot this year. The state Senate is not on the ballot, and the governor is not on the ballot. Look, you're absolutely right. A tax on pensions, not a popular idea, but I got to tell you, it really actually affects very few people in Michigan. And so let's wait and see how it all shakes out this year. And as the year moves on, whether the Republicans can make the case, it's going to take a while to turn the economic ship of the state around. We can't do it overnight. Or whether the Democrats are right in saying, look, all Rick Snyder and the Republicans have done is come in and give huge tax breaks to business. They've forgotten about everybody else. And the state still is not recovering fast enough.
Do you expect any real change in tone in the way Republicans pursue legislation and lawmaking in 2012, or are we likely to see pretty much what we saw last year again?
Well, I think they'll be more cautious and circumspect this year, I really do, because it's an election year. When they know they got to face the voters, and voters' memories sometimes are very short, and they just remember what has happened lately, not what happened last year, the Republicans don't want to do anything that would really upset voters. On the other hand, they want to team up with Governor Snyder in pursuing their agenda to really turn the state around economically. They're convinced that they've got the answers, and we'll have to wait and see how this all plays out. We're not going to get answers to the question you pose, really, until probably next September or October.
Bill Ballinger, longtime Lansing political analyst, editor of Inside Michigan Politics, a newsletter. You can find him online, insidemichiganpolitics.com. Bill, I'll have to have you on again soon so we can have a conversation where the phone line actually holds itself. So,
my pleasure, Michael.
Look forward to that. Coming up